The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Monday, the 21st day of September. Goes to the Atlanta Falcons. Salute to everyone who listens to us on 105.3 The Beat in ATL. My guy, Louis V, is the program director down there. Salute to Louis V. Drop on the clues bomb for Louis V.
What up, Louis V?
Atlanta. Do you remember Super Bowl 51 when you lost to the New England Patriots? Oh, it was February 5th, 2017. Y'all was up 28-3, and the Patriots came back to bust y'all ass 34-28, overcoming a 25-point deficit. Do you remember? Of course you do, because you had flashbacks last night. Okay, those emotional wounds from that game have not healed. Falcons fans, yesterday, I know it hurt your heart to witness my Dallas Cowboys come back and stomp a mud hole in your face. I know you cried when my Dallas Cowboys came back to win the game 40-39 after being down 20. I know it felt like the Patriots all over again from 2017, ripping your butthole out of place. Okay, that's the thing about healing. All right. It's so weird. One day you're fine. One day you're not. Yesterday, you had a perfectly great reason to not be fine during your healing process, Falcons fans and Atlanta Falcons, because that loss to my Cowboys was a trigger. I know it was. I get it. OK, let me tell you what my therapist told me Friday. In life, you just have to accept your triggers, recognize it for what it is, and keep it moving. It hurts, doesn't it, Falcons fans? Say it with me. It hurts. Breathe. Breathe, deep ocean breath. Okay, now let's talk about it. We don't need to talk about anything but the end of the game. After my quarterback, Dak Prescott, dropping the clues bombs for Dak Prescott. He ran in a touchdown with just 2 minutes left. His third rushing score of the game, by the way. When he got that TD, he brought my Dallas Cowboys back within 2 points. So that meant out of the timeout, only thing my Dallas Cowboys could do is go for the onside kick. Let's hear it.
So here we go. Dallas needs this without timeouts. Zuerlein, little squibber, it's got to go 10 yards, and it's close. Zuerlein may have come through. Who's got it? The Cowboys have it. Do you believe that?
You don't have to wait for it to go 10 yards. You can attack it right there. Somebody could have came in and got it. You're just watching it go. Alamide Zaccheaus could have just covered the ball up. And now you've got all the Dallas players. They're right at 10 yards. As soon as that crosses that white line, look at them all standing there. They're just waiting for it to become a live ball.
That is unbelievable. Greg Zuerlein from 46 to win it for Dallas. Hold is down. Kick is up. And it is good! Somehow, some way, the Cowboys have won it.
That's right, they won 40-39. Dallas kicker Greg Zuerlein, Greg Z, okay, executed that onside kick to perfection. Five Atlanta Falcons players just stood around and watched the ball bounce. I didn't understand it. It was like someone said, freeze. Can't you see I'm froze? But maybe it was emotional trauma from Super Bowl 51. I don't know what it was. I don't know how many of y'all played through that nightmare of a game in 2017, but it felt like the ones who played in 2017 and were in that moment yesterday had a panic attack based off the PTSD from that game. So I am sensitive to what y'all are going through. Trust me. Okay. But I just simply thought that it was a new rule implemented in the offseason that I didn't pay attention to. Why in the world would Julio Jones, Sherrod Neesman, Hayden Hurst, Jaden Graham, and a brother's name I can't pronounce, and I know for the first time in his life, he's happy someone can't pronounce his name. But guess what? I can't pronounce your name, but the guy doing the play-by-play can.
Alamide Zaccheaus.
Okay. All right. Olamide, you were the closest near the ball. You play in Atlanta. Y'all haven't been doing no social distancing. Okay. Clubs are packed. Restaurants are packed. Atlanta all over each other, all on top of each other. But you come to Dallas, and all of a sudden, you want to practice social distancing. You want to practice social distancing away from that goddamn pigskin. All right, y'all were acting like that football wasn't wearing a mask, okay? Was y'all waiting on someone to hand y'all some rubber gloves before you touched that ball? Did you need some hand sanitizer? Like, literally, in that moment, it was like someone told y'all that football had tested positive for COVID-19. And I'm not here to brag. I'm not here to boast. I just, you know, don't want Falcons fans to live with this trauma. I know it hurts, okay? I just know that if the Cowboys lost, y'all would be doing the most. All right. Not to mention, as a Cowboys fan, I don't know what the rest of the season is going to look like. So I'm going to celebrate wins when I get them. So, yes, let's celebrate. I feel like having a drink. Who wants to drink?
But you got my 40, homie.
Debo, not right now. Okay, now is not the time to bring up 40s. Okay, please. Let's give the Atlanta Falcons the biggest hee-haw.
That's me not caring.
Hey, I don't care if you care or not. We won, baby. Cowboys are 1-1. Just like I don't care that the New York Giants are 0-2. Don't mean nothing to me.
So why'd you bring it up? Don't say nothing. Don't bring it up. We ain't have to bring it up. We ain't have to go there. Nobody said anything about my Giants. Just concentrate on your cowgirl.
It's someone.
Cowboys always start off good.
No, we don't. That's not true either.
It's always like, this is our year this year. That's how Cowboys.
Well, they say that every year.
This is it. We're doing it. Anybody, this is our year.
Anybody that's a real fan of any sports team says that. That's what you're supposed to do. You don't wish for anything else. Yes, this is our year. We're going to win the Super Bowl. Unless you just know you're going to be trash.
All right.
About the Giants?
Don't leave my Giants alone, man. We all right. This ain't going to be our year. No, this ain't our year, but that's all right. That's okay. All right. Saquon Barkley just got injured. This ain't our year, but that's all right. We'll be all right. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, Trisha Clark Stone will be joining us.
Yes, they have a new show on Discovery that's been playing. It's called I Quit, and it's about entrepreneurs leaving their day job to start their dream job, their own business. And she's one of the mentors on there, along with Debbie Sterling. And the other one is Harley Finkelstein. He's the COO of Shopify.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.